you talk about the strategy of post-transplant consolidation with bevacizumab, the big Athera trial that looked at that, and how you apply that to your practice?
Right. So this was a randomized phase 3 trial looking at patients with high-risk Hodgkin lymphoma, and they were randomized to either receive brentuximab maintenance after auto transplant or nothing, or observation. And this trial did show a significant improvement in progression-free survival. And not surprisingly, the greatest benefit was seen in the group of patients that had the greatest risk disease. So anytime a patient meets the criteria for high-risk disease, I will certainly counsel them to say, well, this is an option. This is something we could offer to you. We do know it would, on the whole, improve your progression-free survival. It's not clear it's going to improve the overall survival. But the ones where I really target this are those that had PET-positive disease, FDG-AVA disease, going into autotransplant. We know from a variety of series, mostly data from Sloan Kettering, showing that this is a really high-risk group of patients, and those are the ones where they're going to have the most potential benefit.